It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello and welcome to Border Crossings. Thursday's here. We're getting closer to the weekend. Thank you very much for joining us. And we welcome you to another hour on your request program, on your favorite broadcast network. The Voice of America brings you Border Crossings for the next hour. If you'd like to join us, Shenny will take your call at 202-619-2077. Go ahead and ring that phone, 202-619-2077. Typically, I don't know what the reason. I haven't done a scientific research study yet. But it seems like Thursdays are one of our busiest days of the week. So go right ahead and give us a call, 202-619-2077. Make a request. Like Marie did. She phoned in all the way from Kuwait, and she wants me to play this song from Maroon 5, and this is off the album 5. This is called Sugar on Border Crossings.
I'm hurting, baby. I'm broken down. I need your loving, loving. I need it now. When I'm without you, somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way, cause girl you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid, don't give me all that shy shit, no makeup on, that's my sugar.
And the laugh belongs to Adam Levine along with The Voice, and that is the group Maroon 5. Adam has signed up for another season on The Voice, and he'll be sitting in the coach's chair starting in February when the next season begins, alongside of Blake Shelton, who will welcome back his girlfriend, Gwen Stefani. The two of them met on The Voice and are now a romantic couple. And, in fact, there are rumors that the two are secretly wed. But anyway, so, and I'm not sure if Alicia Keys is returning, but Miley Cyrus is not returning. Gwen is replacing Miley. She's not coming back. So we're not sure who the four will be just yet, but Adam, Blake, Gwen, and it could be Alicia Keys. I haven't got that part of the puzzle confirmed yet. But Marie in Kuwait wanted to hear Maroon 5 with a little sugar, which I've got in my coffee. Just a little bit, just enough to sweeten things up. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. If I sound a little stressed today, if I sound frustrated today, it's because I have joined the masses and got an iPhone, and I'm trying to figure it out. Now, when you've used a certain phone for a long amount of time, as I have been an Android user for many, many years, and this is my first iPhone, so now I'm floating on an iCloud somewhere. But I have no idea how I'm using this phone. I don't know the function. Just got it. So if you happen to hear dings and bells going off in the background, you'll know it's because of Larry's new iPhone that he hasn't figured out how to silence yet. So I'm sorry. Just bear with me. I'm working through this. I want to say hello to Owalo England geographer who checked in on our Facebook page. Mary Buckman is with us today. Good morning or good afternoon. Brian Cabasso said hello to us. And Stephen Jaguar Ninny is with us. A lot of folks going to the Facebook page to check in. It is facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov, which is what Shasinlo Rengma did. And Shasinlo's been a long-time listener and writes in to say, "Hello, Larry. It's been a long time, and I've been missing your show. I hope everything's well. I want to hear a song dedicated to everybody in the Border Crossings family from all of us here in India who love your show." And so the song is from Sarah Brightman, and she's a very big star on Broadway. And this song is called Arrival. So thank you, Shasinlo Rengma, and namaste to all our friends throughout India. This is Border Crossings.
Yeah. Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
See clearly. If anybody asks you who I am, just stand up tall, look them in the face and say, I'm that star up in the sky, I'm that mountain peak up high. Hey, I made it, I'm the world's greatest. And I'm that little bit of hope, when my back's against the ropes, I can feel it. World's greatest.
Michael Jackson was known as the King of Pop. R. Kelly has ordained himself the King of R&B. And that is a request from a Wallu, England geographer. And it's the world's greatest from R. Kelly, who has had 14 albums out in his career over the years, been on tour, and he's just released his very first Christmas album. Never had a holiday album before. Until now, it's called 12 Nights of Christmas. It's the first Christmas album from R. Kelly. He's got his versions of Home for Christmas and quite a few other songs on the new CD, which just came out. And yes, it's that time of year, my friend. Time for us to be talking about the holidays. Even though we haven't even hit Thanksgiving yet, we're still talking about holidays. And there's all kinds of holidays, Kwanzaa and you name it. There's a lot of holidays coming up. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings, where every day is a holiday. Every day we're celebrating requests and dedications. If you want to join in, call 202-619-2077. Again, the studio lines are open for this hour, 202-619-2077. Tomorrow is a holiday. It is a holiday here in the United States. It's a day that we honor those that have made the ultimate sacrifice for peace, and we call it Veterans Day tomorrow. All those who have served and are serving. It's Veterans Day, and if you're a veteran of a foreign war, and it's a day that we think about you as well, and your family who may have lost their lives fighting in the battles, again, you're in our thoughts and prayers. So tomorrow's Veterans Day. There will be a Border Crossings. We will not be here live tomorrow. It's a pre-recorded show, so calling in, don't get too alarmed if no one answers tomorrow, because it's a holiday. But we'll be back in studio on Monday for the program. I want to say hello to E. Michaels Omokuvi, who is listening to us and said, "Hello, Larry, sitting here enjoying the show." Thank you, E. Michaels Omokuvi. Thank you for enjoying what we're doing, because we enjoy doing it. This is Border Crossings. Up next, I have a request for a Shania Twain song. And Shania was just honored on CMT, the Country Music Television, recently. They saluted her accomplishments, and quite a few stars came out and sang Shania Twain songs. Pop stars performed. Now, here's something that I didn't realize, because Shania, really, she did a few shows in Las Vegas earlier in the year and hasn't really put out any new music for a while, but she made it to Forbes magazine's richest female celebrities of the year list. So she was one of the highest paid this year. She came in at number 9, so she's at number 9, but apparently she earned $27.5 million this year, which is not bad for, you know, working 4 or 5 shows in Las Vegas and enjoying the rest of the year. Taylor Swift topped the list with an impressive $170 million. $170 million for Taylor Swift to top the list. And other singers like Adele made $80 million. Madonna made $76 million. Rihanna made $75 million. Beyonce came in with a mere $54 million. Katy Perry, $41 million. Jennifer Lopez, $39 million. Britney Spears, $30 million. Celine Dion, $27 million. So there you have it. That's the Forbes list of highest paid women this past year. All right, coming up next on the request show, we do have a Shania Twain song. Burhan in Kuwait wants us to play this. And with an earnings of $27.5 million this year, Shania, that's very impressive. Yeah. Here you go, Burhan. That don't impress me much. Shania Twain on Border Crossings.
I've known a few guys who thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all. That don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve just in case. And all that extra old gel in your hair, I'd lock it, 'cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. before you let me get in. I can't believe you kiss your car goodnight. Now come on, baby, tell me, you must be joking, right? Oh, well, you think it's something special. Oh, well, you think it's something else. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but how you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much.
Oh, no,
you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Nah, don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm on the long, cold, lonely nights. That don't impress me.
Hi, I'm Adele, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
You've been on my mind. I grow fonder every day, losing myself in time. Just thinking of your face, God only knows why it's taken me so long to let my doubts go. You're the only one that I want. I don't know why I'm scared. I've been here before. Every feeling, every word, I've imagined it all. You never know if you never try to forgive your past and simply be mine. I dare you to let me be your one and only. Promise I'm worthy to hold in your arms.
Border Crossings, Adele. Her full name is Adele Atkins, but she said it doesn't sound cool. Calling me Adele Atkins doesn't work, so she's Adele. She has a tattoo on her hand of her son's name, Angelo, and for a long, long time, she wouldn't confirm whether she had a boy or a girl and what his name was. But now, we all know, she's got a son named Angelo, and she said she's going to take a break from touring now that she's done with the 25 tour, which, by the way, is nominated by Billboard for one of the top tours of the year, along with Bruce Springsteen's River Tour, Beyoncé's Formation Tour, and Coldplay's Tour, and several other tours which are being considered for Tour of the Year. And that is Adele, one and only, by request from Adao, who is listening in Ethiopia to Border Crossings. My name's Larry London, keeping you company here as we make our way through this Thursday. If you'd like to join us, don't forget you can call Shenny at 202-619-2077. Amara Henry has just checked in on our Facebook page. Rhea Lorvin is also with us. So thank you for going to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Here's a request from Ethiopia, Jose. And Jose wants one of the hottest acts on the planet this year, nominated for so many awards. This is the first song that he had on his Views from the Six album that reached number one. And it's called Hotline Bling for Jose in Ethiopia.
You used to call me on my... You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
Hi, this is Tim McGraw, and your radio is set to Border Crossings. You said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me. And a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope to live like you were dying. He said I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. Tomorrow was a gift, and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named
Crossings, one of the greats in country music, Tim McGraw, Live Like You Were Dying. That's a request from Reagan, who's in Kuwait. And Tim McGraw is back on the road with his wife, Faith Hill. It's been a while, But they are back for the Soul to Soul tour, which they've done a couple of times. And everywhere they go, they sell out because people love Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. And so they may be performing internationally. You never know. Hopefully they will. And here's another bit of interesting news about Tim McGraw that I just read on the internet. He's considering a political career. He's considering running for some office in politics. He said his three girls are now all grown. Grace is 19, Maggie's 18, Audrey's 14. He said, I've got a lot of learning to do to be able to do that, but hey, I'd like to be more educated and learn more things and policies and stuff like that. So there you go. That's Tim McGraw. This is Border Crossings, and today we are being visited not only by Shenny, who's a student at Montgomery Community College in Maryland, but we also have a couple of other students who are stopping by. They're new students, some not-so-new students who've been in the program for a while over there at Montgomery Community College studying broadcasting. What are your names, guys?
Marco.
My name is Austin Levin.
Marco and Austin. And Austin is from Bogota. Marco is from?
Portugal.
Portugal. And so is, I think, Nelly Furtado. She's Portuguese, right? Do you know Nelly Furtado? Have you heard of her?
No.
Okay.
No,
yeah, see, there you go. I'm dating myself. I mean, she's been a big star, but that was about 10 years ago. Now, how do you say it? What is obrigado? Obrigado or something like that? There's a Portuguese word. Obrigado.
Thank you.
Thank you. See, I knew I'd come up with it eventually. Well, we're glad you guys are here, and you're studying broadcasting at the college. And I asked you off the air, why broadcasting? Why did you pick broadcasting? You had an interesting answer.
Because it's interesting, and you see what's going around the world, like news, music, any new topics that are going around the world. And, you know, you're not stuck in an office just, you know, reading a newspaper, and you're actually living it in.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about it and reporting it to other people.
Did you live in Portugal?
Yes, I did. I was actually born there.
You were born there, so you grew up there. And what's music like there? What are you listening to? What are they hearing in Portugal? Are they getting the same Western pop music that we play here?
Now it's expanding, and you're technically in their radio stations. You are listening to music from here.
Mm-hmm. And how about in Colombia? When's the last time you were there?
Well, that's an interesting question because I left there when I was about 1 year old.
Okay.
But I was born there, and I'm very proud of that heritage.
Mm-hmm. And so you are in broadcasting. Why?
Well, that's an interesting question because ever since I was very young, I'd always been fascinated by radio, and I just think it's amazing how you can have a microphone, hook it up to a transmitter, and you can just address thousands of people if need be.
Mm-hmm.
It fascinates me.
And so you guys want to do music programming, or do you have other interests?
Well, for me, I would much rather do music, but if not, I'll do news
and
or whatever.
Your tastes in music, you said, were quite eclectic because
yes,
you go back
yes.
to the 30s.
Yes, I do. I have many, many records of that. I mainly specialize in African-American artists, but I have many the big bands and people like Glenn Miller and Benny Goodman, then it goes to like the people of the 60s, the people like the Temptations, Four Tops, all that, and all right. the originals.
Do you know today's current R&B scene?
Yes and no, not as well as I do the older stuff, but I do know it to a degree.
All right, who sang The Way You Do the Things You Do?
Oh, that's the Temptations.
All right.
Gordy Record, 64.
TMI. How about you? What kind of music do you like to listen to?
Pop, country.
Mm-hmm. Pop and country.
Mm-hmm.
So you just became very happy here, listening to Tim McGraw. And,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we welcome you guys, and we wish you nothing but the best over at Montgomery Community College. I know you've got some other classmates. We're going to talk to them in a bit. But anybody you want to say hi to in Portugal?
No. Nope.
Who might be tuned in? Nobody?
They tune into my
radio.
Did
you run out of the country on bad terms or something? Is nobody back home you want to say hi to?
No, I do not.
All right. And where do you live? You live in Virginia, Maryland?
No, I live in Olney.
In Olney, that's where
yes,
I live.
Olney.
And how about you? Where do you live?
Rockville.
Rockville. Cool. All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in. We're going to play a Beyonce request and talk to the other guys in the group. Andy Miyake in Zimbabwe wants us to play Formation.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I got high
hot sauce in my bag. Swag.
I see it, I want it.
This conversation always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
The one and only Queen Bee for the Beehive, and that is Formation. And as I mentioned a little while ago, the tour is nominated for Tour of the Year for Beyonce. And that is a request on Border Crossings from N.D. Miyake in Zimbabwe. Beyonce was backstage Saturday night when her sister Solange performed on Saturday Night Live. A lot of people didn't realize it, but Beyonce was there supporting her sis, along with mom, Tina Knowles, who was there as well. I'm Larry London, and I did mention that we've got students from Montgomery Community College in Montgomery County, Maryland, which is my stomping grounds, my neck of the woods. They're in our studio, and we've got some fine gentlemen. It's guys' day today. There's no girls in the group other than the teacher, Tiffany, who's here. But the guys are here. What are your names, guys?
I'm Maxim Korobchenko.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Roberto.
All right. Well, we welcome you guys. And we've got a more international contingency again because we've got you. Maxim, is that the name?
Yeah,
and Maxim. You're from Russia.
Yes, I'm from Moscow, Russia.
Moscow.
So
and you speak Russian.
Yes, I do.
Well, we have listeners tune in Russian. So why don't you say hello? Say something in Russian like hello, welcome.
Здравствуйте, как вы все?
Oh, beautiful. Couldn't have said it better myself. And how about in Colombia? How would we say?
I'm from here, but my family's from El Salvador.
Oh, El Salvador. I'm sorry. I was thinking Bogota, but El Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
How would in El Salvadorian?
It's just like in Spanish. So it's just like, hola.
Hola, amigo. Well, we thank you for coming in. And you grew up where? Here in Maryland?
I grew up in Northeast D.C.
Northeast D.C.? And how about broadcasting? Why do you guys? I'm always interested when I meet young, aspiring broadcasters to find out why you would pick this industry. Why broadcasting?
I think I actually like covering the news, actually. Mm-hmm. So I think it's, like, really interesting because you get to learn, you get to experience, like, a lot of hands-on equipment. So I guess you have, like, many ways of thinking, like, what do you want to do, actually? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's many different career paths, and I think this program actually helps you figure out, like, what career you want to actually do. Mm-hmm. So I actually want to cover news. I want to actually probably maybe work in a newsroom one day, but mm-hmm. also maybe work in radio or television. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still like undecided about what I want to do in my life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's most young mm-hmm. people. How old are you guys?
I am 21.
21. Yeah, most young people are kind of trying to figure it out, find mm-hmm. their way. You know, you're young. And
but
it's
at
early.
Least I know what my major is.
Yeah, you know, basic direction, so, which is your way ahead of many. And yeah. so that's very
so
good.
So that's the first step right now.
Mm-hmm. And that's good. I mean, broadcasting is an interesting industry. Mm-hmm. And there's so many things going on in broadcasting, mm-hmm. so many parts of it. So yes, television, radio, do I want to be a newscaster? Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes, you know, when the news people, when you watch them do the news, they don't give opinions. Mm-hmm. They present facts. That's what a news anchor does. A news yeah. anchor doesn't say, oh, well, right. Usually they have other people, the mm-hmm. guest panel, that do that stuff on a news broadcast. Yeah, it's give opinions.
You pretty much have to give facts and keep and talk about the current news. It's not about what's in the future, what's in the past. It's pretty much what it's about now.
That's right. Just reporting.
Mm-hmm. Who, yeah, what, reporting where, on what's going on today, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
And how about you? Why do you pick broadcasting as a potential career?
Well, what I really want to do is actually like make music, and through broadcast media, like I can possibly be making like videos and stuff like that, and I can put like my own music to it, like by using software like Logic Pro X or GarageBand, mm-hmm. and well.
So you're a musician?
Like, I wouldn't say I'm a musician because.
Are you a producer?
Say more producer.
More producer-like. Okay, well, you know that's great too. That gives you another perspective on the business. You know, yes. and you can see how it operates and what goes on, which is great. You know, and you chose broadcasting
because I chose broadcasting because I remember one of my teachers. She said, and it really stuck to me. Was like to tell a story, and I could be from radio and through behind the cameras, which is I would prefer to specialize behind cameras. Could mm-hmm. be in news, could be in sports, mm-hmm. and could be other miscellaneous things.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. I mean, that's great that you guys have a clear understanding of why it is you are interested in the industry you're interested in. So that's wonderful. And it sounds like there's quite a variety of reasons and different, you know, positions, off camera, on camera, you know, things like that. So that's great. And you guys all live in Montgomery County, Maryland, mm-hmm. Near Olney, Rockville, same as...
I live in Rockville.
You live in Rockville?
I live in Silver Spring.
Silver Spring.
I'm in D.C.
And D.C. No, that's what I asked you guys. I'm sorry. But anyway, well, you know, I mean, you're in a great program at a great school. I've had a chance to stop by myself and visit your college and see the operation, as they say. And so it's a great-looking radio station. What's it called? It's called
WMCR.
WMCR. So we've got a worldwide audience of 200 million people tuned in right now. And so where would people go on the Internet to tune in to your radio broadcasts, gentlemen?
It's usually through the TuneIn app, actually. So,
a TuneIn app?
No. Oh, well, it's actually at eradiowmcr.com.
You go say on, it slowly, because our audience yeah, is... You know,
eradiowmcr.com.
Okay.
You go on there, and you pretty much click play eRadio WMCR, and you're pretty much playing the radio.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. That sounds great. So people can listen mm-hmm. around the world to you, because yes. the Internet is open to everybody.
Yes, it's through the Internet.
And what kind of music do you guys listen to?
I like many kinds of music. I like rock, country, old music too. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to like get back into music actually, mm-hmm. but mostly I have like rock on my phone. Mm.
I have lots of people from mm-hmm. all over the world who tune in, and I have several listeners in Russia. I've got Moscow, mm-hmm. St. Petersburg. I got a message from Andrei Yannick, who listens to us in Harsova, who said to say hello to you. Mm. So I'm saying hello.
Hello to you, too.
See, there you go. And there's people all over Privet. The world tuned into the show. And so thank mm-hmm. you guys for coming on the program and being a part of our broadcast today. And I hope you guys enjoyed your tour of The Voice of America. Was it impressive?
Yes, it definitely was.
Yeah. 5 floors, 1,000 employees in 44 languages to 60 countries. Mm. That's quite a operation here. But thank you guys for coming in, and I wish you nothing but the best to all of you guys, all the guys that came mm-hmm. in today. And next time, Tiffany, when you come back, bring the girls. This is Border Crossings. Here's our instrumental song to get us out as we say goodbye, and we thank you for tuning in today. Little music bed behind me, please. Thank you, Maestro. There we go. And you can keep the email requests coming our way, bordercrossings@voa.gov. Thank you again, Tiffany Copeland, the instructor over there at Montgomery Community College, for bringing in the guys today to check things out. The broadcast future hopefuls, these guys behind the scenes, or in front of the camera, on the microphone. Thank you for listening to our show. Tomorrow, as I mentioned, it's Veterans Day, and we will not be here in our studios. So if We don't answer the phones when you call. Please don't get upset with us, because it is a national holiday in the United States. But we will be back in studio on Monday. Have a great weekend. Thank you to our engineer, Wagner, our director, Vince, and our producer, Jenny, today. My name is Larry London, and you are tuned to the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.